I want to welcome everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild. It is Friday. We're having a lot of technical difficulties. Just hang on. Don't get worried. It's Jethro and Patty, and we're here. We're running a little bit late because of the computer, but I can guarantee you I just saw Skype picked up Patty's phone number. So you guys hang on for just a few minutes. Please listen to the really good music, and we will be with you in 2 or 3 minutes. So hang on, you guys.
There you are, buddy.
Hey, Patty, we're ready. We have 3 seconds of music and we're live.
Oh, wait. There's something. I must have sound on my thing. Hold on. Hold on. There. Fix it. Do we have a chat room?
Never knew how much I love you. Never knew how much I care.
Yeah.
When you put your arms around me, I got a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sunlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night. The light of when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you owe and do. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started a long ago.
Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and and welcome to all you fans, and thank you, loyal fans. It took an actual way too many minutes to get in tonight, and it's a combination of Skype, energies. We're in a very positive realm. I know those of you, our Friday listeners, are really having a time, but we've got the chat room up. I see Connie. Hey.
We do have the chat room?
Yes, Patty, and we got those of you.
I can't find the chat room.
Help. Oh, my God. It is just wild energy. We've got Learning to Be Lights in there with DC Love. Thank you, DC. You know, and I feel like the guys are teasing me. It is. It's been a long, crazy day here, but we're here. Me and Patty are ready to roll, and we've got a lot of you guys calling in. It is an hour show tonight, so I do ask you guys, please limit it to questions. We had a lot of callers the last couple of days doing this that have wanted to have multiple choice questions, and I love that. But just realize, it's like if you visualize you come to us and we're sitting here with this beautiful pot of light, and you say, Patty, give me the general cup of it. So she's going to dip in there with that light, and she's going to give you pieces. So please, you know, do specific, you know, a relationship person, only because of timing. And for you guys that are doing it, I had someone tease me. They said, you really want to get the most of the psychic. Put us to the test. Give us an actual energy of what you've got. We're loving. We're going to talk to you. We always give you our magic. I apologize tonight. We don't have the extra time. I tried everything short of pulling Blog Talk by their short hairs. That still didn't work. So... it's Jethro Smith tonight with a phenomenal, wonderful, you know her as the psychic medium on television. She is an actor, producer. She does a lot of community active work in Los Angeles, California. Patty Negri, how are you, Patty?
I'm good. I found the chat room. How are you?
I look good. I've got a new thing, Patty, they were asking us. We're going to be doing stamps, and we need to get a Patty Negri Friday face that you would be comfortable with, and we'll say Psychic's Gone Wild Friday, and we'll have a picture of Patty.
I love it.
I think I'm so happy. I told myself, we'll ask Patty, we'll put that out, and then we'll be sending out for those of you who are getting some of the mail. Know that everybody that's ever been in the contest will be receiving a card in the mail, and the card in the mail will have in it a number. Hang on to that number, because we're going to be giving away a bunch of prizes here. Starting in April, we've got a whole new, we're having psychic parties on Fridays and Saturdays, so, you know, you'll be giving those prizes away. We've got all new stuff. We've got a bunch of new people that have talked to us and some of our older friends who are going to be giving us prizes away. So those of you, watch your mail. And the friend of ours asked this, and I said, I love that. We'll be having stamps. And another person they want to do is Jan Bach Drakey. They want a stamp of her. And what would be great is if those of you who've ever saved stamps know, you can now not only have a T-shirt of one of us, but you can also have a stamp and, you know, collect all of the 5 days. We are going to 6. Let's go ahead and, Patty, I've got questions upon questions for you. How was your day there in Los Angeles?
It has been a wacky, crazy, really good day in Los Angeles. I've been filming all day, actually. I've been shooting on an infomercial I've been working on for a while. And I actually think I'm on television right now on Nat Geo Wild. I'm taping it, though.
Oh, excellent. We'll have to watch
it. Shooting. Yeah, it's a show called The Human Animal, How Human Are You? And I think the monkeys were smarter than me.
Oh, man. No, yeah. We know you, Patty. We know how dear you are, and you're so excellent on TV. Patty's not only photogenic, but we all love her. You're just a very positive, candid person. I've not seen a video yet of yours that I don't love because it's the real person. Patty is real.
Well, thanks. Well, I'm not being my psychic self in this one. I'm not being my medium self in this one. I'm not being my witch self in something. I'm being a human. And literally, this little small group of us, like three or four of us, well, four or five, had to put together one of those, put it like IKEA-style desks with 1,000 parts. And I think literally they're comparing us to monkeys, and the monkeys did better.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, you know, the key is one of those things that I cheat. I think that, you know, and now in fairness, those of you listening in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We use the right side of our brain. Very phenomenal stuff we can tell you about your future and other things. But you hand us a left-sided thing, a screwdriver, like Patty was just saying there with other people, and it's scary. I'm the person that, the first time I ever changed oil, I set fire to my car. How I did that was there was no, they were like, Jethro, would you use a welder on it? I said, no, I So I can relate, Patty. I love you. We're ready to roll. We've got a bunch of people calling in and doing numbers. Hang on, you guys that are there. I know a lot of you are going, what happened? Call the 855-345-4710 number. It's the number that will get you in with us tonight. We're just, it's energy. We've got a lot of energy. And asking the guide work here with it. Patty, I have an email here that I want to start out with. Patty's known for working on the other side with the mediumship. We have a girl here that's writing about her older sister. She's had, for 3 years since her sister has passed, she's had these visitations from her sister, and she has welcomed these visitations and has worked with her sister on an ongoing basis of being able to make contact. What she's asking tonight, Patty, is she wants to know if you feel it's okay and well for her to actually speak to her parents and give her some advice on how to say this, because they seem okay about it, but they've never really openly told her that it's okay to psychically talk with her sister. She wants you to give her the advice on what to tell mom and dad about seeing sister after she passed.
Yeah. The secret is go in gentle and sweetly, and don't make it a big scary thing. Show the wonderment and the joy in your voice and in the reality of what you did, and that it's not something scary. It's not like, you know, bad movies. It's not anything evil or dark, that it's this beautiful, loving communication. And if you speak from your heart, and again, you go tread gently and lovingly to something that may be new to them, I think they should be fine, or at least with a tiny little bit of discussion. Because it's always better, whenever possible, to be in communication and honest, is what I find.
Thank you. And they're writing, she's writing down, she goes, I will try it out, Patty, and I can't wait to talk to you someday. I've been saving up, and I know you're very affordable. I work a American Corpse job where I get a very limited salary, but I'm going to have a reading with you real soon. Please stay as fun as you are. You're my favorite on Fridays. Yay!
Oh, thank you.
We've got a lot of you guys writing in, and I know that the newest thing is on the video. Yes, Russell, they said there's a new one out there. I haven't seen it yet. As soon as I see him, I always send him to Patty. I know the last one we got from him is, you know, I'm mad because people don't seem to understand you need to listen to Psychics Gone Wild, which I agree with that theory. And I just love, you know, his, you know, to hear Patty's beautiful voice. That one will always be one of my favorites. But Russell has contacted me and we're working on it. We are having a little bit of lag. Those of you who have gone on YouTube, I apologize, but, you know, that's what the fun part about this. We're having fun and the fans are laughing, and we've got a winner here. She just got in contact with me. Tina, if you're listening, you were the winner. I know. She's so surprised. You were the actual winner of a Patty Rednegri contest in here, and Patty's going to give you a reading. You will need to contact Patty. Patty knows of your name. I will send her an email again. She's all excited, and she couldn't believe that she won. So she just is writing me right now. Yes, you did win. So,
yay.
You know, yay. And that's the fun thing. You guys, we're real. We're real people, and we're really doing this. And what I've got to ask, Patty, is this is a question that I have an individual writing here right now. Patty, I have worked on this for many years, and I have a lot of friends who know I have this inner ability. I feel that you can understand me. I can't tangibly say what the magic is, but I know that I do work with elements, and I know that things can happen very good when I put my mind to it. I'm at a point in my life where I really want to manifest this. I have been dating a relationship, and he is having problems with his family. Would there be ways I could work with the light without hurting anyone to help my Greg?
Well, yes, of course. And most of it is just keeping really open channels. Again, without getting into manipulative magic, which I know you understand, you can't go doing things without permission with the family, but you can help really open channels and direct light and clear light and work with him and talk with him too, just on the mundane, on the regular life level. So send them light, send them energy and clarity. Just ask for clarity, because that's not having anybody change their mind or change their thought process. Just ask the universe, ask God, ask your spirit guides for clarity and communication whenever working with him and his family. And it really, really will make a big difference. And again, when we talk about elements, you know, like, okay, I think there's too much fire going on with him and his family. They're not, you know, think of a way if you could find a way to bring a little earth element in or a little water element to soothe it. You know, if they're literally all in one space, it's like, ooh, let's go walk in the park. That will calm the fire and, you know, bring a little grounding in. Little things like that. Even on the phone, you could bring in those elements.
Love it. And those of you hang on with the phones, we know we're going to get wild. We've got a big phone call. We're getting in. We've got one more email. And this lady is writing down, Patty, I listen to the show all constantly. You're one of my favorite and most fun, lively people. I listened to the show where Jethro said that you raised an energy and you helped him from the bottom of his feet up, and it was magically around. I love Jethro's voice, and I think you're part of why he's so happy on Fridays. We are reading this. As he's reading, yeah, now I messed it up. As you're reading this, Jethro, you will realize who I am by what I'm writing in here. I have had a car accident recently, and I want to know from Patty, if I were to call her over the phone, could she work her magic on me, and how does she, is it something I need to set an appointment, or how would I get a magic moment with Patty? Oh, very good.
Yes, we can certainly do some energy work with you. I would love that. Yes, you do need an appointment. You can just call me anytime, and we can discuss things, and we can set up an appointment, or you can email me, and we can set up an appointment. But, you know, phone is easier. And then we could set up a time that we can talk, because we will need, I can't do it just for the moment. I mean, I rarely can. On occasion, you could call me up and say, do you have a free time now? And yes, but you know, that's like 2 a.m.
I love Patty. And those of you tuning in, you've got to tune in. We're having a psychic party Saturday with Linda Irwin, Jethro Smith. We've got a few other surprises. We've hit a psychic. We've got a psychic that used to be here that did angel readings. We've got her as the hidden psychic. Those of you who can guess it and send it in, we'll win over $300 worth of prizes. So definitely tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You guys have been good on the phone, and I thank you. Too Many M Marketing, I know. 310, would you like to go wild with Jethro and Patty on the phone? I guess 310 went to sleep. We're going to go right on. I passed them out. Anybody else awake? 256. How are you, 256?
Great. How are you, Jethro? This is Kimberly.
Kimberly, I'm doing excellent. Are you helping us tell people how great we are? Because somebody's throwing our name all over Facebook, and I heard it was you.
I could be.
I love you. I heard this thing, and they're like, Jethro, I got this email, and there's this beautiful lady, and then I went and listened to the show, and they gave it away, because you got to tease your friends when they want to keep it a secret. They're like, and Kim said, I didn't have to use any of my gifts or nothing. I said, oh, did she now? God, it's so good to hear you. Have you got a question for me and Patty? I know you're one of our favorites. We got proof.
Yeah.
We got Facebook flying at us.
My question is about the time frame for moving in my own place.
You're moving and you want us to see the time and place of where you're going to be at the place, or you want us to see, I apologize, you're going to laugh at me, but I'm having one of those bubbly head days. I'm having champagne brain is what I call it.
Oh,
I haven't drank it yet. I may start before the day's over, but I'm just having that bubbly, you know, purple, pinky, little colored energy, and it just it means I'm a little silly. You gotta, can I have you worded a different? I'm sorry, Patty. I'm having one of those days.
No. That's okay. You want to know when?
Right.
Oh my goodness, I'm getting an energy here, Patty. Can you feel with her? There's some things that have to fall up to be place. There's something of a domino effect with you, girl.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting. Didn't know how to wear. Something has to be done first, finished first, figured out first. I see when it happens, it's going to be really good. I'm pulling some really nice cards, and it's going to be happy and a wonderful thing. But there's something that has to be done first. I like how Jethro actually put it, some kind of a domino effect. Does that make sense to you? Do you know what he's saying?
No.
It means something has to come to be first, and you're being all shy, but you haven't handled something there. Something's going on in your work for it to happen. Something has to click. It's like turning the lock. You haven't got the click to make that domino first knock, to knock the next domino, to knock the next domino. It's a terminology, but it's they're showing me that, and that's what we're both getting. And I feel like you're holding back a little bit. It's not that you're – I feel like you're bored with what you're doing. I feel like you have more potential, but I feel like – there because of family and love. I'm feeling actually it has to do with a person of yours.
You mean at my workplace or
family? I feel like family.
Okay.
Or if it is at work, it's someone that hasn't handled something somewhere. You haven't, you know what I'm saying? Don't get offended, but you haven't tickled the right ear that you needed to tickle with the story. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's a Jethroism. That's a new one. I know they're like Jethro sounds
okay.
like a rabbit, but yeah.
Okay.
And I see you talking to a people. I see some things happening with some table, and it looks like a desk. And I see that domino effect. That person gets the fire going. Go through your people and work there and see that person that's got that energy, Kimberly. And you know, definitely, thank you for all the friends and stuff. You better put in tonight. We're giving away a prize. I'd love to see it be you. You always are like one of our hard workers out there.
Yeah, there's something you need to do, and you know, and I think you'll know what it is, or you'll figure out what it is. Like, you'll have that aha moment, you know, as soon as you hang up, or tomorrow.
I love Patty. I agree. Yes, and we love you, Kim. They're giving us the kick because we got so many people. 626. We're giving a few minutes and just giving you a touch of glue and sending you on your way with a kiss on your head. Us and Snow White. No, I'm kidding. 626. How are you? Oh my gosh, we've got.
We're losing them.
Oh. We got them. Yeah, they're really having energy. Six.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Are
I'm
you set? Hello.
Thank you for this.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. You're welcome. That is really wild, and I would like you to tell us your name. You sound like one of our regulars. I can feel your energy.
Oh, I am a regular. my name is Craig, and I love calling the show. You guys are awesome. I was calling to see it's a situation on my job right now, and I want to basically get out of the ship before it sinks. And I want to know, do you guys see anything coming for me?
Oh, boy, you guys in the work tonight, in the job. Jupiter's out there, Patty, with this energy of getting the work and the physical in. And
I didn't hear that at all. I didn't hear the question.
He's looking for work, but he's in Vegas or somewhere. I'm seeing lots of lights.
Yeah, I'm in Vegas.
And I just, all of a sudden, I just saw the lights, and it went lights, lights, and I'm like, you're looking for work, but I got to be honest, I feel like you do some kind of work that always puts you in a different level. You're not around people, or you're in some kind of seclusion when you do it. Talk to me about what you're looking for work, and I know people are going, Jethro, you're psychic, tell him. I am, I'm just picking up, and that's why, Pat, we're both trying to hear your voice, Craig, to figure out so our guides can tell you what we get, but the phones are going crazy.
Okay. Right now, I'm educated, but I want to get out of education. I want to go in there for an office, something, do office work right now. Anything that I can feel like I can excel in.
I still don't know what the question is. I'm sorry.
The question is, do you all see a new job coming before May for me?
I see something, and again, you're using your head for it, and it's going to make you happy. I'm not quite clear. It's not – there's still a little chaos around something, though.
My current job.
Are you having a little chaos there with something, with it?
Yes, it's very chaotic, and it's basically what I call it, metaphorically, it's a sinking ship.
Yeah, I see that. I'm pulling cards like you're really, really, it's time for a complete transition. And I see money coming in, so I'm not getting a clarity on date. Maybe Jethro's better at that than I am. I think he is. But I am getting something with money coming in and a big shift and chaos where you're at now. And something coming in that you actually use your head a little bit more, your left brain, your rational brain a little bit more than you are, with less chaos. I'm not getting time on that. I think it is soon, though.
I agree. And Craig, you it's nothing bad with you, but something's happening here with Mercury, and I feel something else is cause and effect. Every time we do it, sometimes this will happen in a reading. I would suggest, in this case, one of the times where I would get together with someone and have them look at your aura picture and do an aura one, like an email picture reading, where they ask a few questions like this, because there's something going on with you. And I have a lot of my clients will take a picture of themselves with the phone, just a recent picture of them, and then I can read what's going down. You've got some energy going on, and we're getting interference. And what it means is, it's a good thing, Craig. It means that you're one of those that are ascending, which we've all talked and talked about, but it's even a better thing. The guides have picked you for something special, and there's so much energy going on around you. For me and Patty to grab it, it's like trying to grab and read. You know, we read the elements anyway, but we're trying to grab all of them. We're getting the fire with the wind, and it's a little hot today because it's like I go to reach, and it's like, woo, and the angels are telling me it's good. I feel very positive about you. I love what Patty said. When Patty was getting it, it is the left side. I get that you weren't really, I didn't feel like there was a lot of people. Like the job or the position was something where they were going to put you where you were handling stuff, but you didn't have to deal with people really directly until you wanted to.
Right, exactly.
And I feel that, and I'm saying yes with it. I do agree with her that it's very soon, but they didn't give me a time. And then your guides politely just shut it down, like they quit the show, and it's like they're not coming back out of there. I don't know what else to say, Craig.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for the information you all gave me.
But something's coming. Something's coming. But yeah, listen to Uncle Jethro.
Thank you. And we love it.
Do you think it'd be good for me to quit my job and wait for something to come? Because I'll have enough income coming in to last me for a significant amount of time.
I don't think you should quit your job. I think you've got some lessons there. Don't let it get to you. Don't let the chaos get to you or affect you, and maybe some of that is. So, like, create a little protective bubble around yourself, a little mirrored egg, or there's lots of things you can do to not let it affect you, something that you bring home and take into your soul and spirit with you. But I don't get that you should quit, but you should really actively be looking for something else because it's coming.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very much. Right. We thank you, Craig, and I apologize that we're having that, but sometimes it's this energy. And I agree with Patty because they're also telling me that that's spurring you on. You're going to do success elsewhere in spite of them, not for them, but for your own benefit. And this is something about where you are right now, that there is karmic there. Also, not to be hurt your feelings, but you're there to make someone else upset. You're that person there of light that's keeping them from actually really pushing or doing something there, and it's a good thing. It's frustrating. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Craig?
Truth comes out.
We love you, Craig. Hang in there. You guys, please don't give up on us on the phones. We're trying to get as many as we can tonight. They just grabbed they took our minutes and chewed them up, and I don't know what they did, but it wasn't pretty. Bon, love you.
Oh,
we're going to
okay.
get to you, too. Quit pushing the button. Okay. Thank you, Craig. We love you. Going on. We are right here. We've got Craig here. We've got friends here. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be giving away a prize here in 2 minutes. We're going to grab one more phone. 612, I hear you breathing. I know you're there. How are you, 612?
I am. I'm fabulous. Thank you. I love you guys.
We love you.
I have two really quickie mediumship kind of questions because I'm trying to, develop mine. And I get a lot of body sensations. And the one question is, and assuming it's one person, who in the spirit world pinches my left ear? Because that's one sensation. And my other question is, I had an experience with a butterfly that came and hung on my finger and stayed. And I can't figure out, because we lost two people close to the same time, I can't figure out who was the butterfly.
And your name?
Is Dawn, I'm sorry.
No, you're okay, Dawn. It's good to talk to you. Okay, Patty is right up your alley.
the pinching an ear is a male. One of the people you lost was a male, correct?
Actually, they both were. The one was my son.
Okay, but was your son pinched your ear? Because I said it was a youthful spirit. I wasn't sure it was a young youthful spirit. So that he's the pinch your ear. And the butterfly actually is not, I'm not getting as one of the deceased, but that's kind of almost like spirit guide energy, like a magical message for you, butterfly, transition, transformation. Look up butterfly medicine. It might have been spent by one of the people, but it itself wasn't. It was just a sign and a message and a really beautiful, a little bit of fairy energy there, too.
Oh, cool.
But your son had a really playful spirit, didn't he?
He'd be the one messing up the phones tonight.
Oh, thank you. I'll tell him thank you. Yeah. And the left side means something specific, too. Did he often sit to your left or stand to your left? The left is significant for him. I'm not getting a clear picture of what it is. So.
That could be. I didn't think about that. But, as I'm picturing pictures of him, he was a lot of the time.
Yeah, okay. That's what I get. That's why it is, and it's really him. And he is right there for you and,
awesome.
And watches out. And he likes
cool.
to stand to your left.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Dawn. We love you. Thank you for calling in. We've got a lot of you guys going wilder than wild, and I know Bon Bon just got mad and pushed the other button, so Bon Bon's going to be off sitting somewhere else than here with us. I love you guys. Please bear with us. If it takes a few minutes, remember the other person ahead of you is getting their turn. I had a person write me something that was a little awkward, and I just want to tell you, you don't want to argue with us psychically wise because I'll give you a headache. 304. How are you, 304? What are you doing, 304? Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello. How are you all doing?
Excited. I'm glad you got in and we want to talk to you. This is Jethro and Patty, and you are?
Lori from West Virginia. I've actually called in before. Hi.
Yeah.
I just love Patty. Thank you very much for taking my call. And my question is I thought I had moved on, and then my ex recently has wanted to get back together. And I don't know. I think it's such a safe route. I don't know necessarily that it's definitely not a butterfly route. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like... He doesn't give me butterflies, but I think it's safe. And I wanted to know if maybe Patty could, like, even tune into my mother. My mother had a very strong personality and very strong ideas about things, and she never steered me wrong.
Ah, so you want to ask Mom about this guy. What was your mother's first name?
Annie,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did she have, this sounds funny, but interesting cheeks? Okay. Because I'm seeing, like, I mean, not anything standing weird or thing, but just, like, I'm seeing this almost beautiful, you know, blushing cheeks smiling. So I want to see if I'm tuning into the right place person. I think I am, though. She doesn't want you to settle. She's never wanted you to settle. You know that, right?
No, because the first time when I married him, it was because she was like, do it.
Okay.
And it did produce two beautiful children, so I don't regret that.
Right. Well, she's wise. She says she's very wise. But she doesn't want you to settle. And she's saying now she really, really never wanted you to settle. She just knew that was the right thing to do, whether it was to have those two beautiful children or what.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants you to look inside your heart and figure out what you want. And safe, if you want safe, that's good. But you should have safe no matter what. You know, you need to get into a relationship except for who want, you know, crazy.
Well, I wish she'd get her booty in gear, and because, I mean, I do talk to her frequently. I try to just carry conversation on, and I tell her, Mom, you know, can you, like, send me who I should be with, send somebody. So then she needs to get her booty in gear.
Okay. She said, okay, something about purple. Did she like purple, or did you like purple, or do you have something purple?
Somebody I had a brief relationship with, that's their favorite color, and for a while I kind of did a lot of purple because of that.
Okay. Because she's saying
purple. It
just looks
like a natural thing.
To do. Okay. She's saying purple. That's like getting that loud and clear. So whether maybe it was the energy you had, if it's not that person, maybe it's the energy you had then, that something about it. Yeah.
Oh, we have great play off of each other. He still kind of lingers in the background. He just doesn't, he never could get off the pot, so to speak, and just make a decision and say yes and commit to a relationship. But the chemistry was phenomenal. It was just great.
Okay. So that's what she's saying. Whatever you get, whether it's purple or not, purple guy, that's what you have to have, though. So you need chemistry as well as safe. So she's saying for purple, not meaning necessarily that it has to be purple guy, but that chemistry that you had, because she doesn't think you have that with safe.
Oh,
Mr.
I don't
safe.
Have that with safe at all.
Oh,
no. Mr. Safe is no.
No.
He's my friend, and I've married him, and I've stayed married for a long time because we were such great friends. It's a friendship.
Okay.
Sister Sacred friendship.
Okay, so then that's what that should be, a beautiful friendship. But in your love relationship, you need purple. And again,
purple.
Not saying that means Mr. Purple, but that thing you
I
have,
know.
That, your mom
oh, I wish
knows
it would
what
be
that
Mr.
is.
Purple. But I
well,
can't
maybe
make
it's
Mr.
Is.
Purple
maybe
do what he
mom, have you? When's the last time you talked? You talked to him a lot, Mr. Purple?
Mr. Purple contacts me at least every other day, just a brief good morning, good night, how are you? But he still is, he's holding on to a relationship because of children, and I understand that, and I would never ask him to give up his kids, and I think he fears that that's what he would have to do, and
okay.
I care enough to not expect him to do that.
Good. That's an integrity. I appreciate that, as I'm sure would he, as sure would your mom. But anyway, that's what she's saying. But that's what you have to have in your love relationship. You have a best friend. You have an ex. You have Mr. Purple as a friend or whatever he is for now, at least. But you need to find that. And he's there. Your mom's saying he's there. Saying wear purple again because that'll re-trigger something. It'll re-trigger something and pull it in.
Okay.
And that happiness that you feel with that.
Okay.
So you know, can buy
that.
A purple necklace or a purple blouse or a purple pillow.
Oh, I have lots of purple.
Feel
I can bring it back out.
Yay. Okay. Well, that's your mom's big thing of wisdom.
Okay. Well, thank you
out
so
there
much.
And don't settle. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lori. We love you. Call in. We can't believe we're going purple. I got people too. They go, Patty, when Patty says purple, I get a feeling about me. I can't explain. It's better than purple, right? We take the bus, and you guys are just, we got the great, I love you, Fads. You make my day. I pulled a paper here. I grabbed it out of our box. Those of you who've tuned in for actually our box, if you got to look at it, I was realizing now that it's over 2 years old, plus the year before with that, it's a 3 years of psychic fans of putting in for Jethro, Living in the Realm to Psychics Gone Wild. Here is the latest winner. Oh, yay, and they've even put their snail mail. Samantha Cine, C-I-N-E, from Florida, Miami. You are a new winner, so you're going to be the winner for Friday. You will be receiving a couple of CDs and a book in the mail, and you also are going to be loving the fact that we are going to be talking tomorrow on the party, so you got in just in time tonight. All of the past winners tomorrow on the party will be the people that we pick from those to win a really good prize. But you've got to call in and you've got to know who the hidden psychic is. I'm telling you right now, it's Crystal Fate. You guys, woo, yay, Crystal Fate. And you guys, it's been a couple months. She's back. She's wild. She's reading angel cards in her spare time, still teasing everyone and just being Crystal. So we want all of you guys to just definitely put in. She will be the hidden psychic. And if you correctly guess it in the chat room, or if you're picked at one of you winners through the ones we're going through, we will have you on the show with all of us being crazy. So definitely you want to do that. 502, it's up to you. I know it's going Fridays. Definitely the energy is going fast. 502, what would you like to do?
Hi, this is Leanne.
Hey, Leanne, you rock. What's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
I love this. I mean, I came in tired and I'm wild, man. Now I'm sitting here and I'm laughing, and Patty's got the energy going. We're all laughing about purple people and pink energy, and I'm all giggling, and I went to drink the water and slapped it on the wall. I look like a sailor. I'm like, splosh. I'm like, well, I'm here in Florida. It fits, you know. The water's high and the wind's in the air. How have you been, Leanne? You got a question, I know, and I can feel there's a lot of really positive energy around you.
Oh, well, that's great. my question is, I'm interested in someone from my past, but he's kind of hit or miss, and I was just wondering if I need to put my energy into him or just kind of move on.
Ooh.
Go, Jethro.
I love, and she knows that. It's like I look for it like a candy in my favorite one in the chocolate box. I just live for love questions. It's because I really love the energy. What I'm feeling is that they're telling me that I feel like this person is very good for you, but they're telling me, Leanne, there's a couple things going on a little odd. This person seems to be a little bit of trying to handle something with their health, correct?
I'm not really for sure. He'll come back and tell me he can't stop thinking about me, and then he doesn't talk to me for days and days, and I don't know what to gather from him. I know he's busy, but he doesn't tell me what's going on.
Aye, and that's what they're telling me. They tell me that the sale that's up is something going on, and it has to do with something physical. He's trying to be noble, and in fact, it's infuriating. You need that honesty. There's something there. I feel like it's working in it. I do feel that I love the energy, but I feel someone different. When you said the energy, when we first said it, and then when I show me with the energy, they're showing me that this person is, and I love fickle. There's nothing wrong with fickle, but I do feel that the person is doing something with you in energy that's not all there. It's like, you know, I love you, and then there's this other part. If he was doing things that were mentally or I felt energy out their way, okay, he's busy and he can't be. We all want to be individualized, but I feel like there's something there, and they keep telling me it's the health, something green and being handled around relationship heart. And so what I feel, can you give me the initials? Because I know you're a little nervous about the name, but do you mind giving me a little more?
Oh, no. Well, his name is Brad.
Uh-huh. I have to say, I feel like that Brad needs to come more energy with you, and I don't think he's the one for you, and the fact that I feel like later it's all going to come out. I feel like there's something else there going on with him. I do feel that your guides put you with him to also get you to raise your energy. You're a good person. There's a lot of love and a lot of situation happening for you. It's like, I feel like this is the, you know, and you feel it, and I feel that he really enjoys this, and it's like an addiction. He wants to unwrap you and all the things he wants, and then he sits back and there's no contact.
Right, exactly.
That's what I feel. I don't, Patty, am I missing anything with this love life? Am I missing something here with this?
Nope, I think you're right on.
Okay, like, so I should just move on.
And I think at your own pace. You know, girl, the good thing is if you're also enjoying his energy. So I have to politely say your guides are also telling you that you're working at a level that's really good.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that you're working with him so that you can clearly be able to get everything that you wanted in your life. So there's a reason he's there right now. So I would say as things start to really take into another part of it, I feel that you will move on. And I feel that it's going to be in a comfortable state. I also feel that, sadly, when it's all said and done, he's the one that's going to be sad, you know, because he had a really good chance with you, but there's something else there that's going on. You know?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. We love you, Leanne. Definitely let us know, and I apologize. I'd love to hear the good stories. Those of you teasing me, they said, Jethro, who was the prize winner? It was Samantha Collins. She won here in Miami. We are teasing. I had a friend ask me, who has won the most prizes? What a wild thing to write me. Right off the top of my head, I would say that Hattie, our listener, who's been with me for over 3 years, and I've known her from outside, is probably the one. I think I know that she's won 3 consecutive times in contests that I've had. And so I think she's our winner of that. You guys, I love your trivia. They're writing a trivia book, and I'm supposed to ask Patty. Patty, would you tell us we know the first time you did a seance, but tell us the first time you actually were able to utilize the elements and do something magical to help someone? Oh, good question.
Oh, that is a good question. Again, I think I did a lot of it. It just kind of came natural. When I was a little kid, I would be playing in my regular little suburban backyard and be doing weird things with bushes and ferns and making things and making poultices and stuff. I didn't even know what they were and was just really, you know, this strange fascination with anything from backyard frogs to, I don't know, I just had this connection with, you know, hugging trees before that was a fashionable thing to do as a child. So I think it just worked into it. I honestly can't remember the time. I think spirit just led me the path. It led me to a million different paths, but the path, once I started finding different shamanistic paths, different paths that got kind of working with elements, working with nature, I found that that was the one that was truest for me and most comfortable for me, really working with Mother Earth and the beautiful moon and the suns and the stars and that.
Excellent question.
It's right where I live. It's working where we live.
And those of you keeping track, Jan is our one who keeps track of a lot of our stuff, and she will put that in. We had a person ask the other day, what would happen if I could name the magic person, the person that reads the totems, working, keep track of all this stuff. They're very good answers, and I love it. We do a trivia night for those of you who are, you know, the psychic parties. One of the questions we have would be, and I know that we've done this before, is when Patty first started reading and doing mediumship work, and who were some of the stars that Patty has actually already worked with and done work with from the other side. So I had someone tease me and said, Patty reads with for everybody. Who can't she read? No, that's not an answer. You have to look and see who all Patty has worked with that has a famous name. That's a good, clever answer, but no, that was good. Brian, you can't win everything. 440, what do you know? This is Psychics Gone Wild with Patty and Jethro. You got an echo.
Echo.
440, can you hear us? I think they've left the scene of the crime, so we're going to go right back into 757. You're next. How about Psychics Gone Wild? Are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, gladly. I'm a little worried tonight. What are you hearing on the other side? Are they giving you orders again? They did McDonald's the other night. We're like, I got an order of fries. How about a chicken burger? I'm like, what's going on here? We had people ordering ice cream and everything while we were doing this. We don't know if our station was hooked to Dairy Queen or what, but this is Patty and Jethro. It's like he's gone wild. 757, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, excited. We're here doing psychic work. I need to get your name, and I feel you have a question, but there's something going on. Is this a relationship question?
It is.
I can feel it. Talk to me. What's going on here? Why you got the big boy? There's somebody there that's got a lot of energy. Give me your name, and let's talk about this with me and Patty. I also feel like there's a mediumship. You have somebody who passed. I'm sure Patty will pick that up. 757, you called the right number.
Thank you so much. My name is Angela. And I have two questions. I have two beginning. I'm beginning a new career. I changed careers, and I'm beginning a new relationship with my ex-husband. And I wanted to know what you felt about both situations for me.
Ooh, feel that person. Patty, you're going to have to help me. There's somebody on the other side telling me about this with you and him working it out, and I feel like you and him have unfinished business with the ex, but they're giving me a lot of energy from the other side. They're telling me that when you two were together before, it got really intense and there was other people involved in your breakup.
True. Very
oh, my
true.
Gosh. Angela, it's really strong, and Patty's going to have to help me on that. I can feel the mediumship. You have a person on the other side that didn't care for your ex-husband.
Yeah.
You know, and in fairness, I need to make sure, and I'm having the angels work with me, because their opinion is they don't want you hurt again, and they don't understand why if he didn't like you, and if he wasn't with you the first round, what's he doing looking back over his shoulder is what they said. I'm sorry, they're just really strong. You have you went through some hard stuff too. You're a good person. I want to make sure you're okay, because I feel like you're a really good person and you really love him is why you're trying it again, correct?
Yes, I do love him.
I'm making you say it aloud because your family, by me making you say it on the other side, they're going to listen because they have to feel your heart. Patty will tell you as a medium that they do work with us all the time, but they have to feel your heart energy because they're telling me no, and then I feel your guides, what you're telling me, is that you've got unfinished business and you and him are trying to work it out. You just got to make sure that, you know, everything's working at a level that's very positive for you.
Yeah, I've had past relationships, and regardless, I haven't been perfect towards him either. I've made my mistakes. I mistreated him in some ways. But I'm willing to forgive. He's willing to forgive. So, but I just wanted to know if you guys had a blessing on it or you say that's a no-go.
I'm going to let Patty do this. She's stronger. I get it. I cheat because she can deal with the veil and still get the guides too.
No, I'm getting, I understand the forgiveness and I get the love, but you both do have to go, again, the word of the night seems to be gently, go gently into this because there is some still hurts that have not been dealt with. And this has to be so much integrity brought into it and so much honesty brought into this or it's going to fall away again. best of intention. So it is. That's not saying it can't work. It really can, but you really have to bring in, it has to be virtuous, if that makes sense. I know that's not a popular word with people, that it has to be in integrity and you have to be in communication, and it can, but the tiniest slips, and I don't mean, oh, she went and did something wrong or he went and did something wrong, but in integrity, it's going to be a real slippery slope. And that's what the person on the other side is concerned about. They just don't quite trust it there because it's like a little, you know, this leads to that, this to that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. The person on the other side, is it a male or female?
Male.
Yeah.
It's a male? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe it might be my grandmother, but. I know you guys don't have much time left. What do you see when it comes to my new career?
Oh, okay. I feel you're doing real well, but again, it has to do with this. Now you're bringing in the grandma because she's stepping there too, and she said, okay, you want to know. She says that she knows you have so much potential, but when you and him are together, sometimes it gets all chaotic around you. She wants you to stay focused, and don't you forget you. And I agree with her. You're a good person. I got to tell you, I love what you said about how you both have done things and you're both working on it. You are a good person. I can feel it in your heart. I'm very gifted at what I do with this, and I can tell you, when I say you're a good person, take it to the bank. You're a very positive individual, and I feel the love's going there, but they said be careful of the fact that he is a good person. Just when you two to get together is this chaotic craziness. So they said the new career is good for you, but watch out that you don't get into something where you feel devalued. There's something about you working that you've got a temper when you're working. You don't do well sometimes with, pardon the expression, crazy ass office stuff. It's like, you know, I'm just going to spit it out. And
really
they said,
don't.
You know,
you're telling the truth there. I'm better working at home and being my own boss, so to speak. I'm the corporate isn't. I don't fit so well in that.
Real estate, you'd make an excellent one. That's affordable. You could get your license. You'd be working. You're very positive. You work with it. You put out the little place. You work for one of the companies. They get tired of that one. You go work over here. I got to tell you, you've got a gift with it. When people come and they're really looking for a place, you sit down and you say, here, and we've got this, and you work with them. No goose chase. You're a very smart woman. It's like, okay, let's find out how much is in that bank account. That's why most realtors don't do well. I'm sorry, I got someone write me that. It's the truth. They get the high goose chase, and they're like, let's go chase that house and let's get that $500,000 out of you. They don't take time to turn around and go, how much can you afford? What does your bank say? You do it, Angela. You've got that. Get up and get on her. And that's what I'm sorry. I love your grandma. Can you tell me and her going to get along? She's like, you get on it, you grab a hold, and you do it. I see you working within a company, and I don't see it have to just be doing that. I see you also working where you do some numbers and you work with some places and they leave you alone, just let you go in and be a number cruncher. It's something that real estate companies do. I can't because of over the air names, but almost any real estate company has it. You're real good with that. But don't mess with Angela. Leave her the friggin' alone. Let her sit in there, do her stuff. And you put that out there of, okay, I'm here, but I'm not your patty cake girl, you know?
Right. Thank you so much, guys.
We love you. Thank you. Sorry, I got on my horse there, but you hear me breathing all heavily? I'm like, get her out there, get her working, baby. Let's get it done. I want that house going. I can see it there.
I appreciate everything you did. I appreciate all your words. So thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you. You're a good person. And speaking of good people, we've got a few of you guys here. We're going to try to get in quickly. Patty, I've got a couple of questions that they're teasing me. They're like, Patty, I have been asking my sister for 6 weeks to call in. She won't do it. She's the big chicken, so I'm calling in. I think, Patty, you have had other lives as a person that with magic. Can you tell us about your past lives? I got to know.
I can tell you about my last past life, and I went in as a skeptic with this one because I found out in the 80s, and actually I was an actress, and actually I lived in Hollywood, and actually I lived like 5 minutes from where I live now in the Hollywood Hills, and it was you could even look her up, Barbara Lamar, old famous movie star, but she was forgotten, and her big fear was being forgotten, but I can't tell you all the stuff that happened. I did not have her address, and I found the house by myself. When I got to actually go in the house, I totally went through time and space in the most amazing way I've ever done it. And I've done some kind of amazing astral travel. And her name was Barbara Lamar. But she was a magician, not in the type that I am now, not in working magic and spell working and but she really was one. I mean, she just burnt out too fast. So I think I've learned in this life to go much slower, or sort
Hello.
Of.
Oh, I got a very good chill. Oh, you guys, you always keep.
But yes, I've been a little insane like this for many lifetimes, in a good way.
And it's a very good compliment. For those of you who are tuning in, I've got people going, Patty, you do it the best. And I think I agree there very much. I just, you know, you've got your fans. We always have with it. I do want to thank all you guys that are tuning in. We do have a little bit of a big technical thing tonight. We're doing, and we're going to be going out in 4 minutes. We're going to grab a couple more of you guys. 440, I apologize, 561, maybe next time, 306, 72, and about 15 behind you. I'm sorry, we've got a crazy one. Go to psychicsgonewild.com and get a reading with us. Patty's on there. I'm on there. If you got a chance, look us up. You can get Patty at PattyNegri.com. That's PattyNegri.com, or Jethro Smith, JethroSmith.net. There's where we can give it all to you. And I don't know, I laughed, the woman said tonight that one of her family on the other side was doing it. I had a very strong mediumship night. It was a very good night at a psychic circle, but it is kooky. Someone said that I sound tired. I don't know. I feel like, I think probably what I got to apologize to you guys is I ate too much. I just bigged out, and I think I've been being good with my health, and I think that part is what's going on with me. So we've got 440. You get to come on. What do you know, 440?
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for coming in. You got 3 minutes, dear. Mary?
Oh, yeah, Marianne.
Welcome, hello. Marianne. What do you want to know from us in this wild life?
Well, what I want to know is I just interviewed for a job. I've had my third interview within a week's time and was wondering what you thought, if you saw me getting that job or if there is something else coming through.
Did you interview with a man? Was there a man?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, he's really, really impressed with you. I see it. It looks like you really, really do have a good shot to get this job. I don't think it's 100% in the bag yet.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what it is, if it's bureaucracy, but yeah. Hello? Are we there?
You're here.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. So I'm getting really good feelings. Again, I think they're doing a little bit of something on the office side of things, bureaucracy, to make that final decision. But there's this one specific man really, really impressed with you. So I think the chances are really good that you're going to hear really soon.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
We love you, Marianne. That's what we're both going with. We're going to put out the prayers for Marianne. If you get a chance, write me at psychicjethro@aol.com, and I'll send you an abundance pair for free. I love to send it out. It's a very positive one. It's always helped me. I've had very good success with it. It was given to me a lot of years ago by a teacher. It's an unknown writer who wrote it, but it's just very good for abundance. It has all positive things that it says in it, and it works. If you say the positive prayer of it, it will bring you positive blessings in your life. We love you, Marianne. We're down to I got that song, Marianne. I don't know why, but I love it. I'm having a 50s blast here. I think it's Patty, now that we've talked about the past lives, I got the really cool energy, and I do feel that. I have people looking in the room, they're saying, go look at the picture there. When you said her name, it very much resonated. It fit in energy. Now, Patty, we know we have a lot of ones writing in here, and they're asking, where can they get a hold of Patty next? What's the next thing that Patty's doing?
Okay. Well, I'm always here in Los Angeles if you want it live. As far as live, anybody in the Dallas or Texas area, I'm going to be there in June at a place called Miracles of Joy Bookstore. I've got a couple workshops. I'm doing readings. I'm doing a gallery read. It's my first time touring like that. I'm very excited. And TV-wise, tonight.
That's so good. I got to see that. I think that's great.
I think but I don't know. I always put it on my website. So go to PattyNegri.com or go to my Facebook page, you know, like me, friend me, and come follow me and Jethro and Psychics Gone Wild, of course.
Follow us. We love all you guys, and I can't wait. We'll have Patty send us a headshot, and we'll put that on. She can send me one for the T-shirt. We'll get Patty Negri T-shirt. We have the gorilla back. For those of you who are collecting the shirt, on the back you will see Psyche's Gone Wild with a big gorilla. On the front will be the beautiful face of Patty. They've got one with me. They've got one with Gary. You've got one with Jan Drake. You've got one with – we're working on it at the end of the month here with DC Love. Thank you, guys. We love you, and we'll see you next week when everything hopefully is a little cleared up.